This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock and co-host Kevin Bowersock. Today's show is brought to you by West Escondido, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian and Kevin at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your Auto Talk host, Brian Bowersock.
All right, good morning, folks, and welcome to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, as the announcer said, Brian Bowersock. In the house with me is my co-host, Mr. Kevin Bowersock. Why are you always smiling at me like that?
It's Saturday morning. It's a good time to be happy, right?
It is. Even Brendan's smiling.
I got a three-day weekend because, you know.
What do you got, Tuesday off too?
No, Monday, because it is Memorial Day, so.
But you're working and it's Saturday, so how do you got a three-day weekend?
He gets a two-day.
Yeah, okay, well, thank you for, you know, bringing down my parade.
So you actually get a two-day weekend when you normally don't. That's still a bonus.
But, no, I work Sunday, too, so I guess it's just a one-day weekend, so thank you very much.
He gets to spend a day with Dave.
Oh, there you go.
Are you guys going to be in here watching the race?
He always does every time. I won't be in during that time, but afterwards I will.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
He'll brag about Joey Logano losing, and I'll be sad in the corner probably.
Such a tight-knit little family we have here at 1170, you know. All of us, our good friend Dave on Sunday. Make sure you tune in for him, you know, too, because he's Dave does everything from race talk to gun talk to everything else, right?
That's right.
Yeah, that old friend of mine talks so much on the radio that
It's like going to Grandpa's house on Sunday dinner, and he just talks and talks.
I hope Dave's not listening. That will not go over well. All right, folks, welcome to Auto Talk Radio this morning. We appreciate you joining us on this Memorial Day weekend. You know, where we're giving thanks to all the military members that gave their life, obviously, so we could have this freedom. Very important. Just very important weekend. So very important tribute, obviously. And Memorial Day weekend, like I said, is goes out to all those folks that have lost their lives to make sure that we have these great freedoms in the United States of America.
Yeah, it's a special day. It's a special day to commemorate the people that are the fallen soldiers that have died in action. And you know what? Some people get this holiday
messed up.
Yes. And even the people in the military get this messed up, because I had a guy... Me and Rob were out on Camp Pendleton on Memorial Day weekend one weekend earlier fishing, and Rob and that guy kind of got an argument. The guy's a colonel, and he goes, "This is my day." I'm like, "No, it's not your day."
No, this you're still falling to the dead. You're still alive. This
yeah,
is not your day.
Veterans Day is your day.
That's right. And Veterans Day is my day, because I'm a veteran also.
Exactly.
But I'm still alive, so I don't want to be Well, when I die, maybe I want to be memorialized. I don't want to be memorialized right now. You can't do that. So I believe you have to. Well, I don't know. I'd have to look up the meaning of memorialized. But anyway, Memorial Day
is it like caramelized?
probably less tastier, I'll be honest with you. But Memorial Day is, Kevin is correct, goes for... remembrance of everyone that's given their life in the military so that we could have the great freedoms in this country. And that's all it's about. That's what it's about. So very important stuff. Anyway, so hopefully while you're out there enjoying Memorial Day and family time and all that, make sure that, you know, you just take a moment to reflect a little bit on how great a country this is and everybody that has given their life so that you could have the freedoms that you have. So important. So there you go. All right, folks, give us a call here. We're talking about anything automotive related, though. 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. As always, we're here to discuss anything automotive related. We're talking about hybrid and electric vehicles today. Brendan and Kevin's favorite things. So we always seem to get that we end up talking a little bit about this. So I thought, well, what the heck? We'll just do a whole segment about it and talk about them. So do you have anything to say now?
I think this is a really good conversation to decide what kind of car you need. I mean, you have kind of, at this point, you had three options.
Do you need a regular combustible engine car, such as gasoline or diesel? Do you need a hybrid car, which is both gas? And I don't know of any hybrid diesels, though. Do you?
No.
Not off the top of my head.
There could be one out there somewhere.
Brennan's Googling this stuff, GTS.
I figured if anybody did something like that, Volkswagen would be the one that did it first.
Volkswagen might have a hybrid. Actually, you know what? I think Audi has a hybrid diesel.
Yeah, which would be Volkswagen. Volkswagen, Audi, Porsche.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Huh, it's a good question. I never researched that. So
I haven't either, but
it's one of those things.
I guess it's one of those things. You know, I started thinking about that the other day ago because my son-in-law said something to me, and he was telling me that one of his friends, they were going to go out and buy two electric cars, and that's when we got into the discussion. I'm like, well, is that a wise thing for them to do? Because you're telling me that he's getting ready to retire, and she's already retired. I mean, are they going to start traveling more? Are they going to need one gasoline car, one electric car? What are they going to need? So that, you know, they kind of figured it out on what they, or they need a hybrid. I go, he could get a hybrid. It's kind of like a, I go that way. If
yeah, you know, so one of the things, if you're going to travel and you, there's a lot of charging stations in a lot of places. Like if you're traveling up and down California or into Nevada and that, but if you start traveling in across the flyover states, I don't know.
How far embedded
in between.
There.
I mean, you can get in farm country, you might run out of battery before you get to a charging
station. Well, even at this point, I mean, that's bad enough, right? Mm-hmm. But if you could get stuck somewhere because you, I mean.
I'm going to tell you a true story that I do a lot of enduro riding, as you know.
Yes.
And we were doing a ride up in Oregon. My good friend John and his buddy lived in Reno. And John's buddy decides he's going to drive. He has one of the Tesla SUVs, the ones that the doors flip up on, you know?
Yes.
I forget which model that is. And anyway, so they decide to hook the motorcycle trailer. I mean, dirt bikes are light, so you can it's easy enough. They hook the motorcycle trailer to the back of this Tesla, and they just start off out of Reno, and they're heading up the to come to Oregon, right? Well, not a problem. They stop and they have to charge the thing, right?
Yes.
So when I end up in Oregon with these guys, and me and John are having dinner one night and just chatting because we became good friends several rides ago, and just chatting about different things and his son and stuff like that, and then that came up, and he says, "Yeah, you know, I'll never do that again with him." And I was like, "Why? What happened?" And he's like, "Every time." You know how we're in our trucks because he drives a truck also. You got your bike in the back of the truck. You're on the way. You stop. You fill up with gas. You might grab something to eat, and you just kind of gnaw on it on the way, and you get back on the road, right? It's like every time we have to stop and charge that car, it's dinner because it's an hour at least that I'm sitting there staring at this car plugged into this big, you know, because they have fast chargers, but it takes about an hour to fully, and obviously they want to fully charge it up because
you're going a full drive.
Exactly. So, yeah, very interesting stuff for sure. But it was a good thought to that was like, hey, you know, right. That car is probably not right for this. It's great for in town. I mean, I know several people that own Teslas that like them in town. They just cruise around in them. And that's a great concept without question. Or that even traveling, like if you work in Los Angeles and you're driving from here to LA and then back, you know, I mean, still a great concept, works just fine. Right. But when you get out on the open road, I'm not sure that's the best choice of a car.
Well, besides that, I don't, you know, the thing is I want to say just by thinking in theory that electric motor would be a good motor to tow with because you get torque at all RPM ranges and stuff like that. So you would think that I don't know how
it just, I'm sure that the more weight you put on the car though, the faster, obviously I know
the battery drains
faster.
See, that's where I was going to go with this. Cause I'm not really sure how they change their torque loads. I don't know if they change the magnets in the engine or they're just doing it by voltage. I don't know how they're changing it around. Mm-hmm. So that's why I was wondering on something like that. So
yeah, it's hard to say. Hard to say. What were you going to add, Brendan?
Oh, that I don't know if you guys heard the recent news about Tesla, but they lost a safety rating because of the radar system they're taking out of it or something.
Oh, the one that used to do the self-driving?
That's correct,
Are they removing it?
Yes, that's right.
Well, I think probably because too many people have...
losing a safety rating because of it, though, is the thing.
Oh, so. Because of it being in there or being removed?
Yeah, taking it out.
Oh. You would think that would make the safety rating go up.
Yeah,
I thought so too, but that it's weird. It's weird.
There's been a few deaths as far as I know with that. But then again, not because of Tesla, more because of the fact that the people don't pay attention to what they're supposed to be doing. too many people put that thing on self-driving and they're reading a newspaper, watching a movie while the car's, that's a good way to die.
Well, you know what? Because the reason I'm going to think about this, Domino's is working on right now, their commercial out right now, is they're trying to deliver pizzas.
I saw that thing. It's called a Noid or something like that.
Well, no, the Noid is actually something they used to be back. You remember the Noid back in the, I've been trying to figure this angle out every way, how they're going to make this electric car work like that, because there's all these things that you can program everything you want into all these cameras and stuff, but things don't always work how we want them to work. You know what I mean? So I was thinking about all the options of how this thing could.
Yeah, well, there's not a person in that thing either, but hopefully it doesn't run
over. I was thinking about more about the person walking across the crosswalk is what I was thinking about. Because that machine's actually got to, if it sees a, like according to the commercial, it sees something in the roadway, it automatically adjusts its path and goes a different way. So,
correct.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see how this works.
So when it comes down the road, it sees somebody in the roadway, it goes up across your lawn, through your rose bushes, and back out the other side.
It's a computer. It can't. It's not us. It can't make a decision like.
No, but I it's programmed. I mean, the technology they have to do that is quite amazing, I believe.
But if it gets itself in a situation where it's.
It might just shut down.
Maybe that would be a good option too, though. See, that's the thing. I don't know all the options on it. That's why it
might shut down and your pizza won't get there in 30 minutes or less. It's going to be
cold. But see, that could cause an accident too. Because if a car was stuck in the middle of a major freeway, I mean, you know. But
that happens with people driving.
Yes.
All good. All right. Hey, real quick, let's grab Bruce in Carlsbad real fast. Good morning, Bruce.
Morning. Question about Interstate batteries.
Sure.
I've been getting them at Costco all along, and I'm seeing if I put my vehicle in, it gives me a choice of two, which of the Group 65 batteries,
mm-hmm.
and there's a big difference in the price. And one is an MTX 65,
uh-huh.
and the other is the MTP 65.
Correct.
And it's like $65. Cheaper than the other one, and I'm just wondering if there's that big a difference between the two.
Actually, there is. So the MTP 65 is built with larger and heavier plates in it, and that mm-hmm. is truly the difference. And you know that. So when we compare batteries, and people ask like, "Well, how do you know the quality of it?" We do it by weight. So if you were to weigh the MT 65 versus the MTP 65. There's a weight difference in it. And the reason why is because the structure and the way the battery's built. The more lead in these, the stronger, the more the plates are, the more they have as far as consistency, power, and last longer. It's a higher quality battery, plain and simple.
Okay, so you're saying, would you, at that price variance, still go with the pay the difference and get the MTX, the more expensive one?
The MTP, you mean? Yes, the more. MTP is their top of the line battery.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah, I believe. Yeah, so the more expensive one, yes, that it is a higher quality battery. And if it's a car you're keeping, you're going to drive, then and depending on what you do, my truck ran in a 65 also, and I always use that battery. I was always out in the middle of nowhere and things. I just wanted to make sure I had the best quality battery in my truck. So.
Yeah, the description on the interstate site itself says one is if you have a car that's really optioned out, you get the better battery.
Correct.
And if that holds true, it's this car is pretty basic. It's not optioned out that
well. And it depends on what you're doing. I mean, but usually the 65 will last. That MTP will last longer for you. As far as in year and time and stuff like that. But if you're not leaving town and you're not using it a whole lot, it just depends on what you want to do. But both of them are good quality, but the MTP is definitely a more vigorous and built a little stronger battery. So
gotcha. And another thing about the I see some of the, even though it's Group 65, I'm noticing some manufacturers variations on the width by even up to like a quarter of an inch, give or take. Is that true?
They usually the height and the height has to be exactly the same. If they want to make the width a little shorter, they can. And that when it comes into they cut. I mean, think if you cut a quarter of an inch off every plate in there, how much they save money. It's like anything else. And you may say, well, that's not a lot of money. But when you create all these different batteries, and that could be a lot of money in lead. Trust me.
The reason I was asking with respect to the width of the battery, I have a clamp down, and you're not going to have too much variation there, you know, to reach the lip with that clamp. It's the bottom clamp that clamps down on the lip of the battery.
Gotcha.
So, and if I get something that was too narrow, it's not going to make it. If that being the case, is there that you know of any spacer-type thing that... that you can buy, or is that something you could fabricate yourself?
Well, some of these companies make replacement batteries that are not as tall, and there's spacers that go underneath the battery. We're not seeing that so much anymore. Most battery, I mean, like Interstate, their batteries are pretty much made exactly to the size of a manufacturer's battery so that they fit, like you said, the clamp down things. In earlier years, those clamps were a little more... forgiving and a little bit of stuff, but you will find mostly these days, most batteries are pretty darn close to what the OEM size was as far as in dimensions.
Right. Gotcha. Okay.
All right. We're going to have to take a break here real quick, Bruce. Hey, we appreciate your call and good talking to you. And I hope you have a wonderful, safe Memorial Day weekend.
You too. Take care.
Thank you, sir. Bye bye.
Bye.
All right, folks, give us a call here. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170 as you're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego and K-Praise. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock. In the house with me is my co-host, Kevin Bowersock, of course. I appreciate y'all joining us here for Auto Talk Radio. I do have a list of manufacturers. I'm just curious, Brendan, of these people, which one any of these cars are made in the U.S. Not many, I don't think.
I don't see many, honestly.
No, but these are worldwide.
That's great.
Cool. So we have a list. We're going to go over that in a minute of diesel hybrids. Very cool stuff. A lot of them are probably in Europe or Asia, to be honest with you, because I've seen these before when traveling. Come to think of it now, never really thought about it much, and I probably not, because it's not here in the United States that we deal with them. So anyway, if we'd see one roll in, man, I'd be letting you know. Anyway, I do want to remind you, give us a call here at 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, as always, we're here to discuss with you. We're happy to talk about. I do want to remind folks that Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STAR certified for over 28 years, taking care of folks up in North County. Along with West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon. AAA approved and SMOG certified, taking care of folks out there in East County for over 8 years now. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, AAA approved and SMOG certified, taking care of folks over there for over 4 years now in Central San Diego. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road and Eastgate Mall, AAA approved and STAR certified for over 2 years, taking care of folks right here in the Golden Triangle. All of us, myself, my employees, and everybody that's part of the West Automotive Group come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. We believe in the same philosophy, and that is we never put money ahead of people. Very important to us. What that means is we'd never recommend a service or repair to you that we wouldn't do to our own vehicle or recommend to our own mother or father or brother. Can I recommend a repair to you, Kevin?
Sure.
All right, good. Anyway, stop in to have your vehicle serviced or repaired and find out what quality automotive service repair is all about for sure. The West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit. And we also have some of the longest nationwide warranties on everything from transmission service and repair or rebuilding to you know, just basic repairs on your vehicle. All of our warranties are nationwide. You can also take advantage of our CertiCare transmission diagnosis. Like I stated, if you think you're having a transmission problem, get your vehicle in. Let us diagnose it. We have a whole department that deals with this, and make sure that that actually is the problem you're having versus getting a repair and still having a problem, which we do often see. We don't like to see that with folks. So let's make sure we spend money on the things that need to be repaired properly. And you can do that with our CertiCare transmission diagnosis. We also offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home, along with low-cost rental vehicles at all four locations. That's westautomotivegroup.com. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram also by going to westautomotivegroup.com, where we send out all kinds of cool tips during the week, things like that, little automotive stuff, just some fun things, sometimes some trivia, etc. You can also check out The Auto Man, where I'm the Auto Man for the CW on Fridays, the Friday morning and evening news for the CW channel. Well, I want to say Channel 6 it used to be, but I think it's 6 and several others, so... just the CW, along with Fox 5 on Wednesday morning. So you can check out, if you don't want to see it live, you can just go to westautomotivegroup.com and click on that. It'll take it you to our YouTube channel where all my segments are, and you can watch them from there. Or you can go to Auto Talk Radio, where it takes you right to where we put all of our segments also for Auto Talk Radio if you missed one. Or if you want to grab them from our podcast, you can do it through Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. So you can go there and download them anytime. But this morning, give us a call, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, as we're talking about hybrid and gas vehicles. Hybrids, gas, and electric vehicles, and what's the best option for you. So we do have a list as far as, and like I said, I don't, most of these are not sold in the U.S.
I will point out, I did not put down so a lot of the European dealerships, because like you said, they're not sold here in the U.S. either. Correct. So I try to exclude as much as I could. So.
No, that's a good, but Bentley, Toyota, I don't know of any Toyota diesel hybrids sold here that I've ever
seen. They say that a 4Runner is a diesel hybrid.
And it's available here in the U.S.?
Only the 2020 version, though. Okay. They stopped doing that.
Wait. Can I ask you a question? Why did you say they say that the...
Because he looked on the internet.
It's Google, so you can't trust it totally.
I know that, but what makes it, if they say that it's a hybrid, what makes it a... Why are they saying it's a hybrid?
All I can say is anything on the internet's true, obviously, right?
Okay, there you go.
No, he looked it up, and what he's saying is he's saying Google. He's calling Google.
Okay, so
it's not actually
a hybrid, it's just...
No, it is a hybrid.
Yeah, but what...
It's diesel, it's a hybrid.
Okay.
So it's
haven't seen a hybrid like that, neither in Toyota, so that's why I'm asking.
No, but he's saying they made it 1 year. That doesn't mean they sold any of them.
Oh, that's true.
Because they stopped
making it. It could be a concept car, I guess.
Well, no. No, what I'm saying is... They made a few, and they put them out there, and five of them sold in the U.S., and they're running around, and we may never see one.
Or they went and bought them all back because they were just not no good, or what?
I could have. It's an option on their part, I guess. Bentley, Toyota, BMW. I could see BMW.
In foreign countries.
And Mercedes. Well, I don't know. Like Mercedes, they're Blue Tech diesel. I could see them making a hybrid here. So... it's highly possible. Audi, yes. Remember I said Audi. Volkswagen, of course. There probably are some. Now, how many got sold of these is why we haven't seen them. That's the whole thing.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
You have to be somebody that wants a diesel and a hybrid. So keep that in mind. A diesel hybrid. So, you know, a Land Rover, I'm sure they've sold them. A Jeep. Go figure.
Yeah.
But I have never seen a diesel Jeep here in the U.S. ever. So I don't know if that's a U.S. one.
Well, once again, 2020, and that's the only time they cut it off after that. So
each one of these manufacturers sold one of these.
Or at least for 1 year,
one,
right?
Running around in 1 year.
Or they never sold any. They just sat on the lot, and they went back to the crusher.
Who knows? I mean, it's hard to... Yeah, Volvo, I could see. So I bet you anything, there are some... Probably Mercedes, Audi, Volvo, Volkswagen, and BMW ones out there running around somewhere in the U.S. I bet out of all these cars, they're also Ford. But I've never seen a smaller Ford diesel ever.
No, but that's
probably
what I'm
in Europe.
Other countries, yeah, they're big.
Yeah, but he, but Brendan said,
well, that one is actually developing right now. It's for the new Ford F-150.
Oh, okay, I could see. Okay, so that one's not been sold then.
Correct. Yeah, okay, it's about to be soon.
So all these are relatively new, 2020 or newer, pretty much.
That is correct.
Okay, yeah, that's also why we haven't seen them because
good point.
If they're brand new, they're still under warranty,
or know? They haven't even nobody's bought one yet.
Yeah, and they don't have enough miles to even come in for an oil change yet because in 2020 we're going through COVID. So if you bought one, you know, or they're on a lot waiting to be sold. You're correct. So, you know, most people last year didn't drive a lot.
I wonder what, I mean, especially like Volkswagen. I wonder what kind of mileage you get out of a diesel
hybrid.
Yeah.
Probably good mileage.
Because, I mean, look, the Volkswagen diesel back in the day got like 50 miles a gallon, just, you know, regular diesel.
Remember,
so,
I owned one of those.
I know.
Remember?
I think I was awesome.
Diesel Rabbit.
Wow. I need one.
A Wiley Rabbit. It had leather interior.
50 cents could take you for 2 days.
It was a white diesel rabbit and leather interior. I bought that car for $200 because the car was pristine.
And it had leather interior in it.
It had blown a head gasket, remember?
I know.
The cool thing about those cars is...
5 minutes.
We worked on a lot of them where we were working at that time. And I pulled the head, popped the pistons out with the motor in the car, honed the cylinders, re-ring it, re-bearing it. You never had to take the motor out of the car. Remember?
Yeah. Like old school.
Yeah. So re-honed it, re-bent it, redid the head, the valves, everything, put it back together, aligned everything. Man, those things ran great.
Especially on diesels, those, when you did head gasket, you wanted to ring and valve them. Because diesels have so much pressure on the rings. Because they're what?
It was just time.
There's like 500 PSI in the old diesel diesel one. So in every cylinder. So it does wear the rings out pretty quickly.
That bad boy ran like a champ.
Oh, yeah.
All the way.
You're not going to get nowhere quick, but.
All the way till Zach's mom loaned it to her friend. Loaned it to her friend, and her friend filled it with regular gasoline.
Sounds like a little sewing machine.
I can't give you any numbers on the Volkswagen numbers because they're still in development. Uh-huh. So right now under MPG it says to be determined still.
Yeah, gotcha. It'll be interesting to find out.
Well, you know, that all depends on where you live too. Because, you know, I mean, if like San Diego's pretty up and down hilly. I mean, go over to Kansas, it's pretty flat. I'm sure you're gonna get a lot better gas mileage in a car in Kansas than you are here. So them fuel mileage
That's
things
why it's
never
estimated.
And they never really work.
And besides, those MPGs, they usually do it on a flat surface anyways to try to boost their advertising, like saying, oh, we're 53.
Yeah. Well, it's actually probably downhill, Brandon, but, you know.
Yeah, that too, maybe.
They do not do it downhill. I do agree. The mile per gallon estimated is figured on a track. So flat, yeah, not hilly, not, yeah. So that's how they do them. Because everybody does it the same. So, I mean, it makes it relative.
Well, I mean, that's how you have to do it.
Also, the car's not loaded. The car's not,
it also
and they
depends.
do it at a mild temperature.
Well, and everybody drives differently. We all drive with our foot on the gas pedal differently. We all go light to light differently. We all, you know what I mean? So that all depends in that too.
But that's all done with like set on how, like at a certain speed, cruise, and that's how they get the mile per gallon.
Yeah, I know that.
So it's not somebody pushing the gas. That's why it's
I know that when people
track.
Go buy these cars and they think they're gonna get 50 miles a gallon. It depends how you drive the car to get to 50 miles a gallon.
Correct. They do. It's hard.
So yeah, that's what I'm trying to.
Doesn't happen that way. Usually. So anyway,
you have to get good gas mileage. You have to be gentle on the car.
You do. Yeah. Well, depends. I mean, if you depends on what you consider good gas mileage. I mean, if you're driving in a hybrid diesel, you could probably rabbit the thing and still get good gas mileage. I mean, comparative to something else. So, all good. All right, folks, give us a call here. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we're here to talk about. We're going to go to our next break real quick. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and K-Praise. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock. We're talking all things hybrid, gas and electric, and diesel too, obviously. So what is the best car for you? Have we decided what is the best car for you, Kevin?
He doesn't even know what car he should get. I'm thinking, why don't they use the, because they're always on the fuel and the hybrid thing and all that stuff. How come we never went back to the, what was the thing with the cracking the water bottle goals again? I can't think of the name of it.
Hydrogen?
Yeah. Well, how come we never use hydrogen? What was the, in there other countries like Iceland and all them using hydrogen right now?
Wasn't a very good.
Oh, they never panned out for them? Okay.
Didn't work very good. No. At least all that I.
Well, I was wondering if you could use hydrogen to power a hybrid. A hydrogen hybrid. Yeah.
Hey, all you automakers out there listening, you should make one of those. Kevin would buy it.
Well, they all keep saying do this, do that. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, so no. It's interesting. I don't know. The answer to that is I don't really know. I do know that, obviously, if you're going to make a hybrid, gas and diesel, very reliable. I mean, as far as you're going to do that. I don't know if you remember this. We service a lot of retirement community buses. And remember, the one company had bought a hybrid bus, and then the hybrid company went out of business and made it. And we had problems. We couldn't get any parts for the stupid. Yeah, that bus had like 6,000 miles on it. They had to junk it. Because there was no parts available. The hybrid company that made it for that, because it was a Ford, but Ford didn't make it.
So it was an aftermarket hybrid.
Correct. These companies were turning them into hybrids and sold a bunch of them. And then you couldn't get parts for the stupid things because the hybrid company went bankrupt.
Huh.
Yeah. So they ended up with, it was like a $150,000 bus. They got like 6,000 miles out of it or something, or 10,000 miles. I can't remember. It was low. It was under 50,000 miles, and they had to junk the bus.
$100,000 down the drain.
Well, to try to change that thing and take all the hybrid out of it would have been like ridiculous in cost. So
it'd have been more expensive than to go buy a new one.
Exactly. Hmm. So it wasn't worth it. So they got rid of it. So
that could be turned into a tiny home. We could recycle it.
Camper that goes nowhere.
Well, you know, you tow it there and just there you go.
There you go. It's all good.
You're done. Anyway,
yeah, you could be. All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. Hey, I do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by Interstate Batteries of San Diego. Interstate Batteries nationwide, everywhere. Interstates are the highest quality batteries out there. The number one technician recommended battery. We do not stock nor sell any other line of battery at the West Automotive Group for one single reason. They are the highest quality batteries out there. If you need a battery-free one of your vehicles, just jump on westautomotivegroup.com, make an appointment, get in, we'll get you an Interstate installed. If you need a battery for any other reason, you can check them out at their storefronts, 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or in La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Battery, a battery for every need. And there's no lie about that. I just ordered new batteries for the backup for the server at the main office. Because a little light was flashing, like, replace batteries, replace batteries, replace batteries. Well, they go bad.
I got to replace the battery in my truck. Since I don't drive it every day, the battery goes dead now sometimes. It was dead this morning.
Sitting's not good for batteries either. We know that.
They don't like to sit.
Somebody asked me the other day, why don't you keep a battery in your Mustang? I said, because I'd be replacing them all the time. Because they just, I mean, you let a battery sit for, in a vehicle for like 2 months, 3 months.
It's dead. I mean, you can't bring it back. It's dead to the point where you can't bring it back even.
Yeah, they're not made for that. So anyway, it's all good. Going to be good stuff. It looks like they're expecting San Diego beaches as you drive your vehicle down to the beach. Looks like they're going to be busy this weekend. So if you go out, make sure and enjoy, but abide by the rules. Be safe. And
it's supposed to be a really nice weekend this weekend too. This is kind of the kickoff for the summer and kind of the end of the desert season, and kind of all the campgrounds will be full. Actually, they're probably already full. I've noticed yesterday there was a lot of I've seen a lot of travel trailers moving around, so people are trying to get to where they're going.
I'm sure a lot of people are going out. This is I don't know what the weather is supposed to be in the desert.
Actually, it's supposed to be
warm.
Well, I don't know about the desert, but they were talking about just the inland. It's supposed to be a little bit. It's about, you know, because it's been, I mean, it was kind of warm yesterday and the day before, but they said it's supposed to cool down a little bit more like it had been the week before. So it's supposed to be, it's supposed to be really, I mean, if you were out and about and the sunshine was out and stuff, even though it was a little cooler, it'd be a really nice weekend for you.
Yep. Here.
But
not on the East Coast.
This is another thing I'm looking at, though. I'm looking at, you know, there's a lot of people that are going to be out vacationing this weekend, so it's going to be a busy weekend. So.
Yep. I agree. Yeah.
I mean, get out and enjoy, though.
Yeah, the East Coast is supposed to be quite cold and rainy and not really.
When did that just happen?
Did you see Dad's text? Said it's 46 degrees there in Ohio.
I was running late this morning. You know, battery died on my truck. This. I didn't have time to look at my phone.
You almost didn't make it to the show.
I know.
I was thinking, maybe you're not coming.
Well, I had all these little 5-minute things this morning that helped me up.
Oh, there you go. That happens. They stack up after a little while.
Yes.
See?
Next thing you know, it turns into 25 minutes.
Always check your battery every time it's serviced, like we do at the West Automotive Group for you. We check it with the Interstate Battery Tester just to let you know. That way you don't get stuck somewhere. We don't want to be stuck somewhere. All right, folks, give us a call. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Everybody must be having their second cup of coffee this morning. So either that or you all talk to the garden guys.
You know, it was kind of slow on the way here. I was surprised because normally on a 3-day weekend like this, normally Saturdays are kind of busy mornings.
I think a lot of people took off yesterday.
Yeah, I think so too. That's what I'm saying. I think they were moving and getting set in for the weekend. So yeah,
I agree. I think so. So anyway, let's talk about the cost of buying a hybrid vehicle versus hybrids and electric vehicles. If you can buy the same model, and often you can, like most vehicles, like so the F-150, there's a hybrid F-150, right?
Okay.
Or is it all electric that they're making now?
No, they're making the all electric one.
Okay. So that versus, what's the cost difference that versus buying a gasoline one, like an EcoBoost V6 F-150? Which one's more expensive?
I want to say the electric one is.
It is more expensive.
I haven't actually looked at the prices. I was looking at a side comparison of the F-150 to, there's another pickup. They're like Sandusky, Ohio or something, one of the where they were making the Chevy Cruze or something like that. Uh-huh. They closed that thing and they're actually making, General Motors is not making, another car company bought that factory.
That plant.
And they're making a four-wheel drive, like an F-150. But it's not, I mean, obviously it's made by another company. It's not an F-150.
It's not a pickup. Ford. It's not a Ford.
But I mean, it's that weight, in that weight division. That so size. It's a half ton, yeah.
Yeah, I gotcha.
You know, this is the thing about hybrids. This is another thing. How are they faring out on maintenance wise? Anyways, I mean, we're here long enough that our maintenance is the maintenance heavy on a hybrid after so many years, or how are we doing on this?
Well, what we've noticed about hybrids, I mean, you still have the engine oil changes. You got to do that. You have that. You need to have brakes. You have all the normal stuff. You know.
Well, yeah, exactly.
So that's about the same.
How often are we seeing batteries go dead in these things? How about that on the hybrids when they charge and uncharge and uncharge? You know what I mean?
That's a good point. That's what I was getting ready to get to on this is it depends. You buy a hybrid and you don't drive it a lot, it sits a lot, you're going to have the same problem with the hybrid battery. So as you know, we take care of a lot of vehicles for different agencies and I've done a lot of hybrids that these agencies have bought hybrids. And then they're not used, and they just sit there in a short order. Matter of fact, I was talking to one of the agencies just 2 days ago, and they have a whole line of these Hondas that they have. And they're like, they have 3,000 miles on them, and all the hybrid batteries are no good anymore. The reason why is they've been sitting for 4 or 5
years. Because they never got charged up.
They don't get used ever.
So basically
those are not plug-ins, so you have to drive them to charge them. I mean, that buying a hybrid vehicle is a terrible idea if you're not going to use it.
Well, especially if you don't work anymore, I mean, you're retired and you don't, you know, you tend to only drive your car maybe 100 miles a month compared to $3,000 miles a month or whatever you used to
do. You're not going
to
save anything.
Okay.
You're going to spend more money to buy a hybrid.
Well, this is what the people need to know when they go to buy cars, because I've noticed sometimes even my daughter just went and bought a new car. And as I watch people go buy cars like this, they don't know. You know what I mean? They're uneducated about it. So they don't, it's not until 3 weeks later they realize that this was a bad idea that I got this. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
Or so, I should have got this option, or I shouldn't have.
So you need to do your research before you buy any car, obviously. But if you're not driving quite a bit, then the cost of a hybrid and then what's going to cost you later, could be, you could end up spending a lot more money and you're really not saving the environment that much. Let's be honest with each other.
No, because you got to make batteries. You got to make electricity. I mean, let's face it. Even that SDG&E subdivision right there in Escondido. Mm-hmm. I mean, dude, they use natural gas to power that plant. And dude, you can see the fumes coming out of the thing because they're power. I mean, they got
to
make electricity, right?
Yeah, it's got to be made somehow.
And they use petroleum products to make the electricity to make your.
We do that a lot. That's right.
So
that's right.
Whether it's getting burnt over here or over there, it's getting burnt somewhere.
Well, and that but the main part is the cost of the car versus how much you're going to save, et cetera, and things like that. It's all stuff you need to work out. All right, let's grab Libby in National City real quick. Good morning, Libby.
Hi, good morning. Yes, I've got a 98 Honda.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm retired now, and I'm not able myself to drive, but I do keep the car insured and so forth. And once in a while, I'll ask a friend to take it on the freeway and, mm-hmm. Run it for a half hour. But I'm interested in hearing from you as to what would be a better idea if I don't use it, but such a little bit. I mean, I don't use it at all myself, and I just have someone run it once a month or once every 2 months even.
Gotcha. Do you keep the car because people drive you around, or you just keep it because you just want to keep it?
Yeah, I just keep it because I've been told that it's a good car, mm-hmm. has a good engine. Different people have driven and they go, wow, this is a funky little car. It wants to go.
Yep. And my question is, so you don't drive at all anymore?
No, I've got a medical problem with my vision, but my vision is improving. I don't know if it will improve to the point where I could drive, but hoping.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Hopefully. So I understand what you're saying. So the car doesn't get driven much and stuff like that. You know, the best thing is just for somebody to get it out every so often and obviously drive it. And usually every couple weeks would be a great idea. If you're not going to do that, the other thing you can do is there's a little thing called a battery tender you can purchase to put on that keeps the battery from going dead, which we want to prevent. Because when lead acid batteries go dead and then you charge them back up dead, it really shortens the life on them really quickly. Keeping it fully charged is very helpful. Now, these little battery tenders, they don't cost much, and they're like little trickle chargers, and they're also smart because they know when the battery is fully charged up, they turn off, and then when it drops to a certain voltage, they turn back on. We use them on I use them on all my motorcycles because they don't get ridden enough, and those little batteries need to stay charged for sure, or they'll go bad quickly. It's called a battery tender. Interstate sells them. So.
Oh, how wonderful. Now, do you just go to the auto parts?
You know what I do? Interstate Battery has two storefronts. One's on Cabot Drive in Miramar, and one's in La Mesa at 70th and University. And they'd be more than happy to help you out with those. They keep a lot of different ones in stock. So really, really good options.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. That's very helpful. Okay, Battery Tender and La Mesa.
Yeah. So here's a phone number to them if you'd like. If you're ready.
Well, I'm not prepared. I'm not ready. Okay. I'm probably take too much time.
That's fine.
Too much of your time before I got ready.
You can just look them up. It's Interstate Batteries of San Diego, and you can find their two locations.
Okay. Interstate Batteries of San Diego. Thank you so much.
No problem. You're more than welcome. You have a wonderful, safe weekend.
You too.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye. So great question for sure. Let's real quick here grab Les in Chula Vista so we don't run out of time. Good morning, Les.
Hello, gentlemen. I'm standing in my garage here beside a 1984 Mercedes 300D turbo diesel that I bought for my son for college.
Gotcha.
Bought it from an old doctor friend of mine. It's one of those old
straight
line five cylinder turbo diesels.
Yeah, we call that a that's a super tank Mercedes.
I'll tell you, I had a client who grew up near Vienna, mm-hmm. had one here in San Diego. He drove it. Nearly 1 million miles.
Oh, I'm sure.
He changed the oil every 3,000 miles and adjusted the valves from time to time, and it just kept running and running.
Oh, yeah.
And one last point. I see quite a few of these vintage turbo diesels still on the freeway today.
Yes, sir. You sure do. There's a lot of them out there, and they were really reliable, and that was a super reliable diesel motor.
Just phenomenal. Just a phenomenal engine.
Yes, it was. I used to work on a lot of those back in the day. So, although there's still some you see out there, there's not near as many as there used to be. But,
some, that's right. One further thing.
Sure.
You never have to get a smog test. Now, I don't know if that'll continue forever. Probably, but you never have to get a smog test on those cars. They're grandfathered in.
Yeah, that's because of the age of them, correct.
Yep.
So,
Thank you, gentlemen.
No problem. Hey, thanks for the call. Thanks for listening to the show, and have yourself a wonderful, safe Memorial Day weekend.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. So, good point. Yeah, we don't, I don't, 84, yeah.
Dude.
It's been a while.
I know. I'm just thinking the first time I ever, it was a 1980, I'll never forget the 1984 Mercedes turbo diesel.
Uh-huh. That's what he was just talking
about.
And
that was the big-bodied one.
Yeah, those things were a tank.
But they did, I mean, you know what? The car actually rode really good. It was kind of like a DeLorean thing. Even when you got going fast, it would kind of float like a Cadillac and ride nice.
They were nice riding cars, they were.
But getting that thing moving was just... It was just, yeah. It was like the Volkswagen Rabbit. It did click, 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 click. You might be doing 15 mile an hour in 20 minutes. So
yeah, in relation to today's vehicles and the speed and promptness and yes, it was. But I tell you what, heavy, nice riding car that you felt safe in. You know, heavy car though.
Well, yeah, they had the European. That's when they still had the European. Feel to them when you sat in the car, you know. Mm-hmm. The Europeans, like the Mercedes was always big on that, and even the BMWs with the big steering wheel, and I mean that was all the European stuff, you know what I mean?
Then,
yeah, so
yeah, but cool cars for sure. I agree with him, still running about. And yes, those diesels, just like a semi truck motor, you can get hundreds of thousands of miles out of them, there's no question.
Well, yeah, the thing is those motors didn't rev very high, so that's why, you know, that's why they lasted long. You know what I mean? There wasn't a lot of pressure on the...
Just the way they're built. The
on the cylinder walls and stuff like that. And honestly, I don't think Mercedes builds engines like they used to, but you remember the old Mercedes where they had that, like, Teflon lining actually on the cylinder walls, and you actually had to go to a special machine shop to have them machined?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure they don't do all that crazy stuff
anymore.
They were
silicone impregnated.
I don't remember what it was. It was just something weird about them. But I just know that I know they don't. I'm sure they don't make engines like that anymore. You know what I mean? So
well, some of the technology is amazing, but as far as lasting the length of time,
well, no, they don't have to because the motor oils are so much better.
Correct.
I mean, the motor oil does what that impregnant of the metal did. So, and then there's also that stuff that Lucas and whoever else sells. They say that when you put products in your engine like that, it soaks into the metal. So,
mm-hmm.
Who knows?
Yeah, I'm not a big. Yeah,
I just changed
some
oil.
People support all these different kinds of additives. I'm not. All of the additives aren't the greatest thing in the world. Some things work good, some things don't. So I typically, but the quality of oil is definitely up without question these days, and obviously keeps your vehicle running. So I guess I want to close on this because we're gonna run short on time here in just a few minutes. But my main thing with this is whether you buy a gas or diesel vehicle, you buy a gas or diesel hybrid, or you buy an electric vehicle, you need to look at your scenario and what you're doing and what fits you best and what cost-wise you're going to get the most value out of. All those things are extremely important to figure out before you go out and purchase the vehicle. And then also, what are you looking for the vehicle to do, and how, you know, where are you going with it, and different things like that. There's so many options that these days you have when it comes to cars and what you want to buy. So basically, you know, do your homework, check it out. We like them all. I'm not against hybrids or electric vehicles or any of that stuff. But I just, like I said, I think that you really need to make a determination what is best for you. And once again, I also believe that, like Kevin, you know, to produce the electricity for these vehicles, you as an end user are just using electricity. I get you if it's all electric, but at the same time, It's produced somehow, some way.
Well, it's not even that, because they're always, the people that are always against it are always saying that that it's so much cleaner, but it's not. I mean, even if you don't put the making the electricity, what about making the batteries? The batteries, that's like pollution too, you know. So
well, once they're out, but it can be cleaner because using natural gas to produce electricity is cleaner than gas and diesel running cars. I get that, but at the same time, that we're still doing all these different things to do. So my whole point to this is just figure out the car that best suits your needs and will give you the best value. And that's what it's all about.
Well, that's just it. Just what you just said. Cause you know what I was thinking? It's not like you got to find something that suits your needs. Not, you can't go buy the car just cause you think you're saving the world with it. You know what I'm saying?
You can if you want to, but that may not be the best value.
Well, so, it's not going to suit your needs neither. So there we go. We wasted money again. Cause now it just sits in the garage.
Correct. All right, folks. So just determine what car you want to buy and check it out and make sure that you, take it for a good test drive and check all the options. San Diego and everybody else out there, we appreciate you joining us today at Auto Talk Radio. Keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. We will be back next week, and we appreciate everybody that called in and joined in. Have yourself a wonderful, safe Memorial Day weekend, and we'll catch you next Saturday. Anything added?
Yeah, just have a safe weekend, and just God bless all the fallen soldiers.
Yep, for sure. Thanks to them for giving us our freedoms. Everybody be safe. This has been Auto Talk Radio on 1170 and K Praise and The Answer. We will catch you next week.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.
This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.